remind them that they are not forgotten because God knows their names. And the scriptures that support our ministry is Psalms 100, where it says, serve the Lord with gladness. And I say, serve the Lord's people with gladness. Yes. And then Matthew 19 and 20, we all know it, the Great Commission, the call, the charge, spoken by Jesus. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you even until the end. And then Matthew 25:42-46 says, for I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison and you did not look after me. And then they will say, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger and needing clothes or in prison and we did not help you? And Jesus said, truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for the least of these, you did not do it for me. So, oh, what joy that fills my heart as we go out into the homeless communities. That's mentorship in the Detroit Midtown area, passing out hot pizza, cold water and pop, sweet snacks, chips, daily word and religious tracts, and having service with the people there. We meet the people where they are.
Yes.
We don't tell them to come to us. We meet them where they are. We did our first coat drive December of last year, and we were able to pass out over 50 new or gently used coats to men, women, and children. We even gave out blankets that were crocheted by a group of women who came to me and said they wanted their donations to be given to the homeless community. So we had over 30 blankets that we were able to give out, in addition to 100 full bags of hygiene products, deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrushes, sanitary products, soap, sanitizer. Plus, we gave new hats, gloves, and socks. The need is great. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So we pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his vineyards. My takeaway from that scripture is we need laborers, workers, not spectators. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, that's powerful. That is so powerful. Because we'll get the spectators, won't we? Yeah, but roll up your sleeves and let's get the work done, right? Amen. Wow. I just love your spirit. You're full of joy, and that's contagious, and I love that. Let me ask you this.
That is how God made me.
I know.
That is how he made me.
And don't change. Don't change at all. I love it.
Oh, no, I won't be. Mm-mm.
Yes, yeah. Let me ask you this. We're talking about women supporting women, and then, of course, it's mentorship important. And you mentioned a little bit that's mentoring. And we see mentoring in the corporate world. We see it in the entrepreneur world. But what about in the church community? Do we see a lot of that? One, bringing up in the rears. I know you're new in the ministry. You're new in the vineyard. Do you see a lot of that mentorship in the church community?
Should be bold enough to step out on faith, because you can't just minister to the people within the walls. Yes. You got to go beyond the walls. And that's what God has told me to do.
Yes.
He said, look, a lot of people are never going to come into a church building.
That's right.
And when the Lord shut down everything to shut us in, what were we doing then? We
right.
couldn't go to a church.
Right.
So we had to be creative
yes.
in how we did our witnessing, how we did our mentorship. And that's when we became very creative, by doing it from our homes.
Yes.
That's why I don't necessarily feel that you need a church building. God showed us that when we went through the pandemic, because a lot of churches closed down, unfortunately.
Sure did.
But
sure
God did. Has shown us that we can still reach the lost at any cost through our homes and by going out amongst the people.
Yeah.
And I love doing that. I feel that there is, God made us communal.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't make us to be on an island by ourselves, because
yes.
if he did, he would have only created one person. But he didn't create just one person.
That's right.
So we are communal beings.
Yes.
So yes, I think there is mentorship within the church.
Mm-hmm.
I feel we just need a little bit more of that.
Yes.
But it just takes one person to
yes.
continue, and that person touches one person, and that person touches somebody else.
Yes.
And it's like a three-strand cord
mm-hmm.
that is never broken.
Amen. I just wanted to share with you, too, our audience is resonating with what you're saying. And we have it from Barbara Gentry Peel. She said, amen, Minister Allen. That is Christian service. Amen. And I concur with that. I concur with that, because that's what it's all about. You know, that's what it's all about.
It is. It is.
Yes.
Amen.
So how would you define mentorship? You know, so many times we think of a mentee, and then you have your mentor. How does that look like? I mean, in reality, because you've been a mentor to me, believe it or not. I've looked at your life.
And
yes.
You, and you as well. You know, I defined it as just that special relationship
yes.
between two people or between individuals, where folk are able to glean from the mentor's experience,
yes.
knowledge, and connections,
yes.
and that mentee is able to absorb, to soak it up like a
yes.
sponge,
yes.
and then they're able to pass it along as they're learning. They're passing it along
yes.
to someone else, and maybe they don't even know that they are starting to mentor, but they are passing it on and paying it forward.
Yes.
I liken it to that concept of paying it forward.
Yes.
You do a good deed for someone, and then they're inspired to do a good deed for someone else. And it's really hard to value that mentorship, because you can't place dollars and cents on a relationship that you are growing from the inside out. It is just, it is special. It's almost hard to explain it, but it's something that you feel deep inside, and you know it's real.
Yes.
And you just keep on watering it
yes.
so that it can sprout up from a seed to a sprout to a big bouquet of something beautiful that is endless.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that description. I have to remember that. But it's true. It's so true. You know, I had a mentor.
Yes, yes.
I had a mentor when I was in the corporate world. And then I had a mentor after I retired. I went into entrepreneurship. And, I mean,
yeah.
I remember one time at 7 o'clock in the morning in the restaurant, my mentor said, you know, my mentee has become my mentor. And I said, because of the great, you know, so I was honored that I obeyed, I listened, I learned, I, you know, made mistakes. But through it all, I was able to do what I was trained to do. So that's a blessing, isn't
and
it?
And look at you now.
And I give honor to God.
Right
now, I give God all the honor, right?
Amen.
Amen.
He deserves it.
Amen. Let me ask you this too, Reverend Rosemary. What about women supporting women? You know, our counterpart, men, it's nothing for a man to, you know, hey, guy, how can we collaborate? How can we work together? But what about the women? You know, sometimes we just get a little temperamental, a little jealousy. I mean, how can you say how women can genuinely support one another?
Well, you know, and you were saying that, I thought about just the power of femininity, right?
Yes.
Madeleine Albright, the first female Secretary of State who just passed away, may she rest in peace.
Yes.
She had a special quote that says, there's a special place below, but she used another word, for women who do not support women. That's right. Because, you know, when women support each other, there is that collective strength of estrogen in the atmosphere.
Yes.
Because of our nurturing and intuitive beings that God created us to be, we are naturally drawn to each other's kindred spirit.
Yes.
And when we unite together, we get things done.
Amen.
We just have to believe and trust in ourselves and each other.
Yes.
And when that sisterhood bond is established,
yes,
there is no stopping us.
Yes.
There's no limits to what we can achieve.
Yes.
I always say, there is no hood like sisterhood.
I love it. I'm going to borrow that one. I'm going to give you credit for it. I'm going
to
borrow that
one. Yes, you're welcome
to. There is no hood like sisterhood.
No hood like sisterhood.
So true. So true. Oh, my goodness.
I even put that on one of my t-shirts. Because think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what hood means.
Yeah.
But when you got sisters who are bonded together, collective on one accord, there ain't no hood like sisterhood.
True that. I tell you.
Look, that's a good word right there.
It sure is. I know. That's right. And, you know, sisters, women supporting women, it's even scriptural where they tell us the seasoned sisters or the sisters with more wisdom, if you will, and teach the younger ones, you
That's
know.
That's right.
And so it is.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's in Titus. It's right there.
Yeah. And we need to do
it's
more
in
of
the
that.
Word.
We need to do more of that, too, you know.
We definitely need to be doing more of that.
Yes.
That's Titus 2, 3, and 5.
Yes.
About the women.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Training up the younger women. That's right.
Amen. You know, it's so funny when we say mentors. I've actually had mentors, Reverend Rosemary, that I didn't physically meet them, but through a book. I mean, what they love. I'm looking like Dr. Miles Monroe.
Yes.
I look at Dr. John Maxwell. Some of the principles that they teach about leadership or purpose, I've also gleaned from what they
That's
put
right.
in a book, you know? So a mentor could be a book. I mean, would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. And my first book is...
Mm-hmm.
The Bible.
Come on now.
Your
yes.
basic
yes.
instruction before leaving Earth. It is the greatest book.
Yes.
2,000 plus years old and still relevant for anything that we need for today's living, right?
Amen.
Whether in book form or digital, whatever works for you, works for God.
Come on
I
now.
Say it's the main book. So let's start there.
Amen.
Because
that's it.
There's so many examples in the Bible.
Yes.
About mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
I love what Ecclesiastes 4 and 9 through 10 says.
Yes.
Two are better than one.
Yes.
Because they have a good reward.
Yes.
For their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up the other.
That's right.
But woe to him who is left alone when he falls. He has no one to lift him up. That's mentorship.
Yes.
And the Proverbs is full of it.
Yes.
Iron sharpens iron. So
yes.
One man or woman sharpens one another. That's mentorship.
Yes.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's older, he won't depart from it. That's mentorship.
Yes.
From a parent training a child to that child who becomes an adult and can train their own children.
Yes.
That's mentorship. Proverbs also says, give instructions to a wife. will.
Yes.
Teach a righteous man, woman, and they will increase in learning. That is mentorship. Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory
books
to God.
Can mentor you.
Yes.
See, anything you aspire to achieve while on earth, we have such an array of good books, especially by women authors.
Amen.
And they are mentoring from a book as opposed to one-on-one.
Yes.
Because they have spent time researching, doing clinical studies, sometimes taking a few years just to get their works published. So they've put it in a book.
Yes.
To reach many people at the same time.
Yes.
That's what you do, Dr. Mary Seegers.
Amen.
You do that. You are an award-winning, best-selling author of several powerful books.
Yes.
That I have used to mentor me.
Wow.
As of today. Hallelujah. So yes, we can learn and be inspired and motivated by reading and applying ourselves from an awesome read.
Yes.
A book can change your situation.
Amen.
Your circumstance.
Yes.
And your life if you let it.
Yes.
A book can not only stimulate but create a think tank of discovering who you are.
Yes.
And who you are meant to be to yourself and to others.
Wow. Oh my. Now that's a book within a book with yourself. That's awesome. And you're leaving a legacy, you know, for the next
praise
generation,
God.
You know. Amen. Amen. Wow.
Amen.
I mean, this has been such a great conversation. How can people reach out to you and tell us how about your ministry? You know, just share with the audience how they can get in touch with this powerhouse and get connected.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for that, Minister, Dr. Seegers, because I know you're a minister as well.
Amen.
I just thank God for the open doors, but it's really, really easy to reach out to me. You can reach out to me through, I have a voicemail number. It's not for texting, but it's for voicemail, and you can dial that number 248-354-3388, 248-354-3388, or you can send something to me by mail. If you'd like to reach out by mail, the address is P.O. Box 86, Southfield, Michigan 48037. Or also you can use the my Heart of Hearts Gmail, which is hofheartsmin@gmail.com, or my own personal email, ESOR1227@gmail.com. ESOR, and that's Rose backwards, 1227@gmail.com.
Wow. I would encourage everyone to reach out and be blessed by this wonderful, powerful woman of God who will impact and change lives. And tell us a little bit, how do you have your ministry? I know you were doing it online for a while, Zoom, right? Is that correct? Or
yes. Okay. Yes, I still do Zoom services.
Okay.
I do Zoom services still twice a month.
Okay.
The first Sunday and the third Sunday.
Amen.
And the other Sundays are left with Zooming with Jesus only.
Oh,
and
my.
Then those are the days that I'm usually out visiting other ministries. But yes, and I also have a weekly prayer teleconference call that happens right before yours, your Wisdom Wednesday, Dr. Mary.
Uh-huh.
And it's called It's Time to Pray.
Ooh.
And if you would like to get in contact with me on that, just reach out to Dr. Mary and I will send a link to her.
Yes.
And she can forward it on. That would be such a blessing.
Yes, and I've joined that before and it's
and
powerful.
We're always still doing our missions out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
I call it Mission in the Field.
Uh-huh.
Where we were our downtown Detroit.
Yeah.
Doing our missions with the homeless, ministering to them.
Yes.
And then sometimes we're in Pontiac.
Amen. changing lives. You know, that is so powerful. And you're doing the work of the ministry and you're being obedient to God. And the thing is, people will remember that. You know, the people are getting to heaven because of your ministry. And I thank God for that.
So, praise God.
Amen. So you're doing the mentoring. You're also supporting women. You're supporting people who's...
Absolutely.
You know? And I like how you said, we got to get out of those four walls. Sometimes we just, you know, they'll never come in. The only Bible they'll see is the Bible in us.
They'll never come in.
Right. The Bible in us.
You they'll know. Never come in.
Yes.
Right. The people who are coming in are the ones that already know, already have.
Yes.
Not that they don't need to be ministered to, but we need to go out and reach the lost. That's
Amen.
What the Great Commission is. It
That's
didn't
right.
say stay within the walls mm-hmm. and reach them. It said go out.
Yes.
We take our ministry to the people.
Yes.
And if I can say in closing, Dr. Mary, again, thank you so much for inviting me. And I'd like to say to the Wisdom Wednesday women, try saying that real fast. I'd like to say and for anyone else that is listening, to go forth and make a difference in somebody's life today and leave your own footprints in the sand. God bless you, and I love you, and please keep me in your prayer.
Thank you, and you know I love you dearly. I thank
God. Yeah, God gave us feet. Yeah, he gave us feet so we can leave some footprints in the sand.
That's right. I love it. You know, I love you, and I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, because you're going to the prisons to this afternoon, right?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Soon as I leave here,
yes.
I'm supposed to be there within an hour, and
thanks.
I'm there usually for about 6 hours ministering to women and men, and
yes.
I understand I have a long list of folk who want to see me one-on-one.
Oh.
So I will be going, I'm heading there when we leave. Wednesday is a full ministry day.
Yes.
So I said, we are putting this podcast in our day too, so the Lord can just bless us. I just
yes.
say hallelujah to the risen King, because he is so worthy. He
yes.
is so worthy.
Come
and
on.
I have on your beautiful bracelet from last week, on your beautiful book launch.
Yes.
Unlock your hidden treasure. It's time to shine, y'all.
Amen. Amen. I got mine on too, so praise God. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is good all the time. Love you, and we'll talk soon. So be blessed, and we'll see you next week on Wisdom
Thank
Wednesday
you so
Podcast.
Much. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen.